I said before that you should never key for the alto zoot basses, and then I've already started giving you some exceptions? Let me give you another important class of exceptions. In the fugue of this song, you'll notice that the basses, where is it? There it is. The basses start with that low note. We have to be able to hear that, right? And so that is one of the kinds of bass notes that you just want to make sure you're accounting for when you're giving that key. You don't want to make that too low, or we won't hear the beginning of the fugue, and that will be bad, right? Other less prominent, less isolated notes for the basses are no problem. They can flip up an octave if it's too low for them, or flip down an octave if it's too high for them, and that's just fine. Okay. Remember that key that we just sang in? We also had the chord. Okay, who wants to try to key the song on the bottom of the page? And I want to say another thing before anybody answers that question. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do a couple of things where people try to concoct a key out of their heads. The least helpful thing when I am trying to think of a key is hearing everybody else in the room going, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to keep silence when other people are trying to key. But I'm going to ask you today and always, when somebody's trying to key, do not interfere with them, right? People who key do not have perfect pitch, typically. Perfect pitch is a much more liability in singing. And for those of us who do not have perfect pitch, it's terrifying to conjure a pitch out of the air. And anything that's going on psychologically is going to interfere with that. If I have one beer, it's very difficult for me to key. If somebody starts, you know, whispering about that I'm keying too high or too low, that makes it very hard for me to key. If people are constantly going, when I'm trying to think of a pitch, that makes it very hard for me to key. So for all of you who are not keying at any given moment, please bear that in mind, that the keyer really is working very hard for you. They need your silence. Having said all that, who remembers the key of the song we just sang? Good. So now, who is going to, in complete silence from everybody else, try to key the song in the bottom? Okay. Go for it. To la, which is held by the trebles, and then this is a weird song because the altos are written in the bass clef. But the correct thing to do here is go fa, la, so, fa, and then we all know. So that was perfect, right? So all you needed to remember, was the tonic, and it just sort of happened that we had just sang a sign A, so it stayed right in there. So that's good. What should we do? Let's go to the flip the page back, 34 and top. Okay, who wants to give this a shot, and let me find out who you are before we walk through the steps. All right, Leon, let's walk through the steps before you sound any notes at all.
Okay, the only real high note I see, I guess, is high A.
Okay.
In a tenor part, but I've never paid much attention.
Okay, and that's great. So there are a number of reasons why you shouldn't pay too much attention to this particular A. What are they?
It's length.
It's short?
Yeah, real short, yeah.
How many of them are there?
One.
Only one.
How long is the song?
Short. Relatively short.
Not very long. How slowly are we going to sing this song?
Quite slow.
Quite slowly. Okay, so this, actually, now we're starting to get into territory where the keyer is doing a little bit of black arts. One of the ways in which a keyer decides whether you're going to key on the bright side or on the low side is the tempo and the verses. If you know that the person is going to sing, for example, 178, and they're going to sing it slowly and with all three of the verses, you cannot make the mistake of keying that song too high, or it will be a disaster for everybody, and you're going to have to sing all three verses very slowly, and your voices are going to get wrecked. So that's a situation in which you're going to push that key down because of all the high notes in that song. This song is not one of those cases, right? Even when we sing this song slowly, it's not super slow, and that high note doesn't get very long. So we're going to look at that high note, analyze it in the ways that we did, and then decide that our response to it is going to be basically nothing. Right? We're just going to make sure we don't key it too high. But we should always be making sure we don't key it too high. Great. Next step. What are the
There's
first notes?
There's nothing low.
Yeah, nothing low. And so what are the notes that you're going to say?
La, la, so.
Ba,
la,
so. Try again, but don't sing any notes that aren't in the first four.
Ba, so.
Great. Ba,
so.
Okay, so now let's everybody pretend that you just keyed that song, even though we all know it was Leon. And we're going to sing it, and I want everybody to listen to the song as we sing it. And by listen to the song as we sing it, I mean listen to them, and especially that high note. And we're all going to try to decide whether that key worked together. Because this is the other thing here really has no